Wind advisory. Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good morning. 00 100 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good morning. 0 200 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good morning. 0 300 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0 400 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 0 500 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees.
KELX Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0 600 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees.
KFA-FGS monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
KFA-FGS K8LDF, K8RVP.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy, 17 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy, 17 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 19 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 19 degrees.
KF8, FFG, monitoring.
Attention, monitoring. This is November 8 with Charlie Bravo.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 23 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 23 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 24 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 24 degrees.
FGS monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees.
NHWCD, NHWCD, Wayne.
K8YNU, good evening, this is NHWCDV. Well, you said you were doing radio today, 911. How was the day today?
How was the day?
I had a good day today. Went to the bank for a minute. I'm going to go back. I've got a meeting with them tomorrow just to talk about a few things with Mom and I and such. But other than that, it's not been too bad. But didn't catch the first part of your transmission, how things went at work today.
Yeah, sorry about that. When I went to key up, the radio shut off on me. I was like, wait a minute here. But I guess the plug wiggled loose. So now I'm good. But it was good. We were busy, but I guess we maintained. So I guess that's all that matters. Glad it's over with, and now I got a day off.
Yes, I agree with you on that. You're headed home, and as long as you maintain today, got the calls out, everybody was going home, that's all that counts. So I'm happy for you in that way. And glad things worked out. You got a day off tomorrow, and those things happen. I've had it happen on this one. Where the plug comes undone, or something happens, you got to reboot or go back into it. So definitely get you in that one.
Yeah. Well, I usually put the radio, like I'll put an HD down in that little slot, and sometimes if I put it in that little cubby there, it'll pull the cord just a little bit, and just hanging there just enough to have it, and then, you know, if it wiggles, then it shuts it off. So I try not to put the HD in there, but sometimes it's just a good place for it to go, so.
Yeah, just working on those logistical issues there. You haven't had the radio for a while, for very long, and trying to get the logistics worked out. But I'm sure in time everything will, it falls in place.
Yeah. I'll have to send you one of those mounts because it. There's ones that literally, they're just little hangers, and they hang right into the cup holder, and they just sit right in your cup holder. And then you take the mounting bracket and screw the mounting bracket to it. And when you want to remove it from the car, you just take it right out of the cup holder, and it's good to go. And then when you want it back in the car or whatever, you just put it right back in the little hanger in the cup holder there.
That sounds kind of handy. I'd be interested, definitely. Probably will put that extra mobile radio in the car. I think they think that would be good, and I can either take it out or at least disconnect it, and have it available if need be, and always use it as a field radio as well.
Yeah. I'm almost wondering,
lights had stripped out one of them hangers. I'd buy him the little plastic or whatever that stuff is, the resin that uses to print. I'm almost wondering if he could print one out from his printer and do it up.
That's very possible, very possible. I don't know too much about 3D printers, but this is possible. And in fact, it's possible. I have a microphone hanger too hanging around. I think I still have that. I have that old realistic CD in the garage. I think I might have a hanger there with it.
Well, if not, I've got one of them little fork hangers, and I've also got some extra. Oh, my mind just drawn a blank. I'm sorry. An extra Velcro command strip there. And like I said, what I did with my microphone hanger is I just cut it in half and put the command strip on the hanger and stuck it right to the dash, and it won't even hurt it. So.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely keeps from drilling holes or. Damaging the dash, if you take it apart or sell the car or whatever, at least that's kind of a clever idea to be able to do that. That sounds neat.
Yeah, there's all sorts of ways to skin a cat. You just have to be creative and work around things. So. I'll do some looking there. Like I said, I've got a couple extra hangers there. Well, they're bike hangers for you. So I'll look for those and then grab you an extra command strip for you.
Okay, that sounds great. I appreciate it. That'll work out well. For mounting purposes and that, kind of keep it cleaned up and know where it's at. There might have been a station breaking in. Not sure. If so, go ahead and jump on in there. NAWCB.
Hello, David. This is KFA-FTS.
Hi, Dave. Good evening to you. We got the Dave, the Dave's three here. How are you doing there this evening? I heard you weren't feeling well Sunday. How's things going?
Well, thank you for asking. I've got the epiphany or something. I have upper respiratory issues ever since I had COVID, and I got into something that I was just coughing so much I couldn't have led to singing. So I had asked Aaron there if he would do that.
Ah, okay, sounds great. Sounds great there. Yeah, it was a good service on Sunday there for Jeremy. Jeremy preached. Good service. Good special music. So, but we missed you Sunday and. Hope you're feeling better. I'm going to switch it back around to K8YNU, and then we'll circle back around there. K8YNU, go ahead. NAWCB.
Yeah, K8YNU. Good evening, Dave. Glad to hear you on the radio. Glad you're doing better and on the mend there. I know a lot of the cold and nonsense flu is going around, so I'm glad you're doing better there. Over to you there, Dave.
Yeah, well, better life through chemistry, I suppose. Better health through chemistry is what they say. But I've been, kind of sitting around the house here and getting a chance to study up on my DMR. I ended up getting my DMR number.
That sounds good. At least you're going forward with that and got the process started. Pretty soon there, you'll be able to get on the DNR side as well. Happy for you in that way. Back over to K8YNU.
Yeah, Dave, I'm sorry, my radio cut out there a little bit. It's under a power line that didn't like me, or it's in a dead spot there in the road. But and did I hear right that you said you're looking into DMR?
Yes, I actually bought a GM32UV for Southland, and I figured out how to program the analog side, but I'm clueless on the DMR. Actually clueless. I'll be looking for guidance on that one, that's for sure. Back to you, K-A-Y-N-U.
Yeah, not a problem there, Dave. We can definitely help you out with that. Sometimes the folks it looks tricky, seems tricky, but it's not. It's pretty straightforward once you get to doing it. It'll come together, and you'll be a pro. Over to NHWB.
Hey, Dave. Yeah, that's it. Getting around code plugs and other verbiage and things that normally is, not with with the analog system. But like I say, once you're able to get that, you'll be a pro with it. Back over to you, FGS, NAWCD in the group.
I definitely hope so. I have a Anytone 578 UV 3 plus, and I've been able to, and that requires the code plug. Well, my Baofeng handheld, my HT, I was able to, I found a code plug, on Chirp that works for that radio. But this GM32 UV, the GMR analog dual band, that there is no chirp for that one. So you download, called the CPF, the proprietary from Baofeng, and it worked. I thought it was easier than the chirp, actually. But not knowing anything about GMR, I threw 28 or 30 channels on there, all the repeaters that we use, and the NOAA channels, NOAA frequencies, and some of the other calling frequencies and what have you. So, I'm excited about it. And the people that I've been talking to tell me it sounds quite clear, very good, strong signal. So that's my handle there, finding good signal, of course. Back to you, NAWCD.
That'll be good, Danny. Like you say, you'll get that down, and just a step at a time. Whether it's getting into into the DMR or getting it programmed, or getting your antenna set up, kind of systematic, figuring things out, working through it, and definitely sounding good, sounding encouraging there. Happy for you in that way. Over to you, Kenny. Why are you?
Yeah, for sure. Lots learned, but definitely worth having. And it's nice because with DMR, with the central midstream program, system, it's very robust. I mean, you can use it pretty much anywhere, and you're going to get a signal. like analog, you know, if you're in the middle of a store, you may or may not get out, where, you know, DMR, you're almost guaranteed to get out. So it is nice. It really is. I like it, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to learn. Over to you there, Dave.
Yeah, well, baby steps. I did, as my big accomplishment over the past weekend, as far as radios, was I got a station set up. I had an office workspace in the lower level of our home, and I got rid of a couple of the monitors. You know, I had multiple monitors and all this, so I got my station set up. I'll show you a picture. We have a meeting in person Thursday. Is that correct? Back to you.
That is correct there, Dave. We do, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that picture. It's pretty cool. Pretty neat to see everybody set up and different sets and different radios and stuff like that. Pretty cool. Pretty cool indeed. Over to you there, Annie, WCP.
Yes, it's nice to see how you know, Shaq evolves there. You know, you start out and you know, minimal stuff, and you get kind of organized and get things together. It is neat. You know, it's always a work in progress. Refine things. Newer radio. Newer antenna, more antennas, coax, a lot of stuff that you can add to the shack there. So I'd definitely be interested in seeing it as well. Back over to you, FTS, NAWG.
Yeah, well, thank you. I had all those components. You know, I got a 30 amp power supply. And I got my Freestone radio, and then I had, and I realized when I first got the Freestone radio, I hooked it up in the truck, and I realized there was way more to it than I ever dreamt. I figured I'd be warming my hands over the tubes while I, you know, adjusted the plate and whatnot, but it's not like that anymore. It's all this digital stuff, and I got so much functionality in a little tiny box. So it requires your computer. So I'm going to be excited to put that one in the truck. I may just keep using the HTs in the truck and use this one here at the base. But I got that, you know, the power supply, and I got that radio, and then, you know, it was the Baofeng radios that are so inexpensive. You know, I bought one, and then, well, I got that's my mobile, and got that all squared away and figured out, and all manually. And then finally learned to got a hold of that chirp. And then I was at the meeting here, I think last month, and I forget who I was sitting with. It was a fellow that had one of those DM32s. And you guys had been, at the meeting, had been talking about how the county was wondering if we did, you know, DMR. So I figured, well, I might as well go ahead and buy one. Well, you know, and learn it and figure it out while I could, you know, while I had some time, you know, here, you know, before the warm weather comes. And I'm still trying to work on that 100 class and the 200 class from FEMA, but they're shut down. I couldn't take the test. So now I've forgotten everything.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, we had a break for time there. Back to you, KAYMU.
Yeah, them FEMA classes, once they get back up, you'll be fine. They're open book, too, so, I mean, don't fret about having to study everything and then having to memorize it. They're open book, so you know, feel free to
to do that. And we understand, you know, with the site down, so you know, obviously you can't dig it unless it's open. And so we're not too worried about that for sure. But when it does, you know, eventually. But right now it is what it is. But yeah, it's good stuff. I'm glad to hear that things are going well, and it's just exciting to see the group grow, and exciting to see new guys there and guys that have been in ham radio get back into ham radio, and a lot of awesome things, a lot of cool things that are going on in the group. I've definitely enjoyed this. But, well, guys, I am home, so I'm going to head in and grab some dinner and relax for the evening. But I appreciate getting to talk to you both, and hopefully you guys have a good evening.
All right, we'll see you later. We'll talk again, I'm sure. It will be at some point. You have a good evening, KAYNU. This is KFA-FGS. Back to NAWCB.
NAWCB, yeah, sounds good there, David. Glad you got a day off there tomorrow. Let you head on in and tell the family hello. And good talking with you both there. Enjoy your day off. If you need anything, too, let me know there. 73 is an 88, you and the family, son, and we'll talk to you down the page. NAWCB, let's go back over to 88YMU and then back over to FTI.
Sounds good. Dave, you have a good night. We'll talk here down the line, and see you at the meeting. And Dad, good chatting with you tonight there as well. I appreciate you. You know, same goes for you. If you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out, and we'll definitely talk to you here down the line, and hopefully see you at the meeting or see you here sometime this week. But enjoy your evening, and we'll talk here later. Ed, 73 to you, and 88 to you, and you guys have a good night. This is KAYNU.
Back over to you there, Dave, KFA-FGS, NAWCB.
Yeah, it was quite a surprise this morning. I got up and went outside about 7 o'clock, and man, it was cold. There's no breeze, no wind going, but I was really surprised.
Yeah, that's the truth, especially with some of the warmer weather we've had, you know, dropping down 30, 40 degrees. It's definitely a shock to the system. Hopefully this doesn't stay around very long. At least I hear it isn't. Man alive, that's definitely had the below freezing temperatures. Definitely looking for the warm up there. Back to you, Lindy.
Yeah, well, it was 30 degrees on Sunday, and then it warmed up to 60, and then it was nice yesterday, and then the actual day it got 30 and 40 degrees in no time. Maybe that's when. Actually, I just worked too hard, I think. I remodeled the bathroom a little bit. I put in a new tub faucet and a new tub enclosure wall, and I had reglazed the bathtub. It was a cast iron tub, so it needed some work. So and I didn't want to change the whole tub. It got this nice cast iron tub, so I just it had been refinished or reglazed before. So I got a little wire brush, wire wheel, and cleaned up all the chipped pieces, and ground it down smooth, and primer it, and painted it with this special kind of paint that they make just for that.
So that was pretty cool. I think the fumes got to me, and it sparked up my COPD to the point where it just irritated my lungs so much. I should have known better. I should have known better. KFA-FGS, back to you, NAWTD.
Yeah, that probably is the case, especially if you got respiratory problems. I'm sure that stuff probably get a good whiff of that. That'll I'm sure that'll aggravate it there. I can remember as a kid working on cars and bondoing cars, and got the smell of that, and just really irritated my lungs and that. So I kind of understand in a way. I've got to be careful myself with asthma today. Painting indoors or strong paint or anything like that, it definitely can get to you there. And like I say, the weather, just the up and down, the barometer going up and down the way it is, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, I'm just starting to understand the condition I have with my lungs. I had the Fauci flu, back in Thanksgiving of 21. I was 10 days in the hospital and did oxygen therapy and came home with oxygen and what have you. And it has gotten a little worse. I get bronchitis real easy, I guess, is the way to say it. But you got all these medicines and this and that. But all that aside, I do have a question for you. I have this the repeater monitor up on my computer here, and I see a timer where it's ticking off a second as you speak, and each time you see up. Is there a certain timer that you're supposed to limit your conversation to a certain time? Because I've heard people use the term to break for time. Back to you, Dave.
NAWCB, yeah, some of the repeaters have timers on them, and some are 60 seconds or 90 seconds. I'm not exactly sure on this specific machine, but also your Baofeng, if you're using a Baofeng or even some of your other radios, will have your own timer set in it, and so it will time out your transmission. It might not time out the repeater, but it might time your transmission out from your radio, and it's something that you would be able to adjust manually. But like you say, the repeaters as well. Again, I'm not sure the length of time this specific repeater is. Obviously, if you're monitoring that, how long you could probably kind of get an idea of how long someone's transmission is back to you.
KF8FGS. Yeah, it seemed like 2 minutes, I think, was the number that I didn't notice. It was like minute 58 and everything was fine. Now, the question, I'm talking on this repeater, since we're hooked up to this human network, is everybody hearing it from all these other repeaters? Back to you, Dave.
Yes, if we're connected to the system, whatever is on, if they're connected in with us, they'll be able to hear our cue, so they would be able to join in with us. Potentially we could, talk to someone, say, from there's one in North Branch or Lapeer that's on here, or up north or further. They would definitely be able to monitor a QSO here. So it would go across the network.
All right, I get it. I happened to be up last week. I was up at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And so I turned on the radio just to see, and I threw out my call to this repeater. And lo and behold, a guy out in DeWitt, Michigan, North Atlantic, just a little bit, Whiskey Bravo 8, Papa Papa Bravo, Jamie McDonald. We just had a Q-fill for an hour. And then Joe, KZ4ZYQ, he piped in for a minute or two. And then a couple other guys, KLH, Al, he piped in. So it was kind of neat talking to the fellas, and not just locally here, but from somebody halfway across the state. KFGS.
Yes, it is really neat. Again, with this, you know, the 2 meter system here we're on right now, but you know, as well, the 440 system, the 70 centimeter, we've got set up as well throughout the state, and again, it's good system that way. You know, it's where we communicate, but also hear the mic on the National Weather Service net control that comes across. So, and again, the DMR system too. You can talk, you know, again throughout the state, and talk to people up north in Grand Rapids, and yeah, it's really cool. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, you know, the more I learn about it, the more I know that there's more I need to learn. It's like, you know, Dave was talking about, you know, the digital and this and that. Well, in the past month, I signed up on QRZ. I got WinLink set up. I got EchoLink set up. I got into the Chirp and programmed a couple of HTs, then got the program from Baofeng to program the digital HTs, and my head is spinning. I'm telling you, my head is spinning. I don't mind telling, you know, saying that. There's just so much to learn, and I tend to I thrive on knowledge. I think there's always, you know, whenever I got involved with something, like, you know, it wasn't just dip your toe in. It was, you know, go head first and join three clubs, you know, that sort of thing. I won't be doing that, but definitely go, I'm head first into the pool every time. Back to you, NAWCD.
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting indoctrinated into all these various modes of communication. And I think, you know, again, I think that's great. And again, it's something that, you know, the WinLink is something that's you know, definitely very relevant, very useful. But all the other modes as well. And again, it's one of those things where you can use them all, or you might say, you know, I really like this mode the best, or these modes or whatever, and you know, run with it. But at least, you know, like I say, you got the knowledge of it, and you know, going forward. So I think that's great. I think you're doing really well, and just you know, just enjoy it. Take it, you know, just absorb what you can with it. A lot of folks out there, I know, will be definitely willing to help you out there and answer any questions you have. Back over to you, Dave, NAWCB.
Yeah, well, part of what I like doing is making things, building things. And so I built it. You heard about my shovel-handled J-pole that I'm talking on right now. And I did get some plans from a guy named Vladimir, who I met over at the Hazel Park group at that club, and for a collinear, like a super J-pole. So, and it's, you know, I got the material sitting in the barn, so I might as well, you know, make an antenna. And I have a brother that makes antennas. He makes a lot of television antennas, and for digital TVs and things like that, and, out of just, you know, bare copper wire and making certain shapes. And so I'm looking forward to doing it. I guess one thing I did learn, though, the coax
for VHF and UHF is not cheap. I did learn that. KFGS, back to you.
Yeah, that's for certain. Yeah, it's definitely not cheap there, but again, it's important, I guess, to have good quality coax that won't be any signal loss there for you. And but that's good. I'm glad. I've heard of Vladimir, and I'm sure he'll steer you in the right direction there with your antenna there. And again, that's part of the hobby. I mean, tinkering with it, whether it's building, radio or antennas. I know Mike and ATV, he's into building antennas. Joy's doing that, and again, that's just part of the hobby. So I think that's important. And as you grow with touching up there with the technologies and such, you're going to be right in there. Back to you, Dave.
All right. Well, very good. Very good. Well, I think I'm going to need. I'm starting to feel a bit puny. So you wouldn't think that I would feel puny, but I'm needing something to eat, so I'm going to go rustle up some dinner. It's been real good talking with you. Sorry I missed you Sunday I was supposed to sing with that choir group this thing. I was going to sing bass with Jeremy. So hopefully it turned out okay. But again, this is KFGS, Finding Good Signal. And I'll hang on until after your final, Dave, then I'm going to clear.
KFGS signed. Yeah, Dave, it was a good special. I enjoyed it very much. Missed you there at church, but understand, definitely want you to get well and you take care of yourself. But, yeah, I enjoyed talking with you there. Glad you jumped in there. I'm sure David and I both, we both enjoyed talking with you tonight, and feel free to jump in there. Good to talk with you. But we'll let you head and get something to eat. I think I'm going to head that way as well. 73, so you have a good evening. Take care of yourself. NAWCD is clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
NAWJL. KF8ATC. Alright, no copy. KF8ATC, we're monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to
the
network.
Is there a VTL mobile? Is there a VTL clear?
Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
Sir? Yeah, she checked in from time to time looking for info to link with your office. She's real good with linking.
So you think this guy ties into your smuggling
now? Well, it depends how you got it.
Well,
not gonna be much to be.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is KCPT. This is KCPT. Anyone listening? This is KCPT. Clear listening. KCPT, A1 listening on frequency. KCPT clear of the thing.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees.